hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're talking about how to heal your long-term COVID and fibromyalgia. I have a very special guest with me today. And, you know, in the United States, it's estimated that 18 million people right now are living with the long-term COVID effects, and a whole bunch more living with pain. And I'm wondering, you know, why? Why is this happening? Have you asked yourself? Maybe you have some of those long-term effects. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't. You know, some of those effects are as simple as a little fatigue or brain fog, some of those other effects can be a lot more serious. You can have heart palpitations. Maybe you lost your appetite. Maybe you lost your sense of smell. There's a lot of symptoms of this long-term COVID. And there's ways that we can really not only address the symptoms, but create healthy vitality in our bodies. No matter, by the way, how long you've had it, no matter what your age, you can most likely heal this stuff. In my world, you can heal most anything. Well, that's why I brought my guest on today that is going to be talking about specifically, you know, what we can do with long-term COVID. And he also has a book out on the fibromyalgia. It's a powerful book. So if you've got chronic pain of some kind going on with you, we're going to address that too. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a break and then we'll have my first and only guest on.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Now, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm here with my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and we are talking about how to heal long-term COVID and fibromyalgia. Doctor, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here.
Ken, always great to be with you and with your viewers. And for those of you out there who have persistent symptoms after COVID or have the fibromyalgia, which is tired, achy, brain fog, insomnia, or even just have low energy and would like healthy ways to turbocharge your energy, we are going to teach you how to do that today. You can get well from all of these.
You can get well from all of these. And I know you're in your Hawaiian shirt today because you're over there in Hawaii. I'm a little jealous. I used to live over there for a while. Let me introduce you formally to my audience, though. Dr. Teitelbaum, I'll get that right always. He's an author of 10 books, including the June 2021 fourth edition of From Fatigue to Fantastic. This is the best-selling book of all time on the effective treatment of post-viral and other causes of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and human energy crisis in general. He is the lead author of 7 studies showing effective treatments. He has been a frequent guest on Oprah and Dr. Oz and Good Morning America, CNN, Fox, and many more. He is the author of 8 studies on the effective treatment of CFS and fibromyalgia. All right. Very impressive credentials, doctor. You are obviously a researcher. You like to research. Okay.
I'm a scientist, and this is what I do.
What has your research taught you about the long-term effects of this COVID-19 that we seem to be facing?
Well, there are numerous infections that can trip a circuit breaker in the brain called the hypothalamus. The circuit controls sleep, hormones, my blood pressure, pulse, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And COVID is just one more in a long string of infections, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr. The research shows literally dozens of infections can do this. And so it's not a surprise that COVID is doing it as well. And the research shows that using natural therapies and low-cost medications, these are very treatable. Our randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled gold standard study put together with help of researchers at the NIH who only agreed to help me if I wouldn't name them because they didn't want to lose their job, because I included natural remedies in the study, showed that 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life when you treat CFS, fibromyalgia, and also now the long COVID with what you call the SHINE protocol. We'll talk about that today, how you can optimize energy, how you can make this problem go away and get your life back.
Okay, let's dive into that. You know, there's a lot of people in my audience right now wondering, you know, can I ever get my smell back? Can I get my appetite back? Can I get my vitality and energy back? Is that possible?
Yes, and vitality, one of the hardest of those three things, finally, the smell is one that's hardest to get back. But there are ways you can use essential oils, things like that, where you can retrain your sense of smell. And you can go online and look up oils, essential oils, and loss of smell in COVID. So there are ways, but it's the other things, the fatigue, the pain, the brain fog. If you have lung or heart injury, these are all very, very treatable. And we'll go through, the focus will be fatigue, brain fog, achiness, that part of long COVID, which is a secondary fibromyalgia. But even if you have the lung and heart disease, let me do a simple thing. If you have a piece of paper and a pen, if you have persistent long COVID symptoms, you can email me. My email address is fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, doc, D-O-C at gmail.com. Ask for the long COVID information sheets. If you have shortness of breath, you can ask for those sheets as well. If you have, if you're financially wiped out and you can't afford stuff, you can ask for the how to get well with no money kind of thing. I know when I had this illness, it left me homeless. So all these different things. If you have organ damage, you can ask for the organ damage and long COVID information sheets. Happy to send all of this to you for free. It will guide you.
Well, I have to say that speaks very highly of you. I've never in, the last 300 shows had any doctor come on and say, here, you can email me and here's my email address and please come in and work with me. That speaks very highly of you. I hope we don't overwhelm you, but yeah, thank you for doing that.
Ken, as I mentioned, people ask, what's a nice doctor like you doing in a medically unpopular field like this? And it's because I had it. I had a nasty viral infection, knocked me out of medical school because I couldn't function months later and left me homeless, sleeping in parks. And it was as if the universe put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. I didn't even know there was such a thing as naturopaths. I'm just a med student kid. Herbalists, energy workers, all these different people came by and taught me what I needed to be able to recover. And then I started researching literature and found out there's good science behind a lot of this. And a lot of the science... Well, I've been in medicine 50 years now. It was 1975 when I was homeless with this illness. So my goal is to make effective treatment for everybody available in a system that's really not interested in doing so. They're all good people, no bad people. It's just the economics of the system. They want to save space for that $24,000 a year patentable medication and everything else. It's just kind of And nobody, the doctor is not trying to withhold treatment from you. The doctor never hears about the treatment.
Right. Well, you know, I do believe you need to believe your doctor. And if your doctor says, I don't know how to heal you, or I can't heal you, then believe him. Okay. That doesn't mean that other doctors don't have the solution for you. It's just that particular wonderful doctor that you're with just didn't have the training or education, just doesn't know. That's about what it means.
Right. Right. If you come to me and say, Dr. T, here's a book from Bypass the Fantastic and a scalpel, and I want to do heart bypass or open heart surgery on me, I'm going to say, I don't know how to do that. Doesn't make me a bad doctor.
Right.
My job then is to say, well, here's somebody who does. We'll let you know maybe there are alternatives.
Right.
So like I said, when your doctor says they don't know, tell them thank you for being honest with you and go find somebody who can. They may not be able to tell you who, but here's the thing. If you go to your doctor and your doctor implies to you and your family, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy, that's abusive. It's not acceptable anymore. It used to be, for example, multiple sclerosis used to be called hysterical paralysis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. These are all considered neuroses of women. And can you imagine nowadays if we went in with MS and the doctor implied, well, she's in a wheelchair because she's crazy, you know, you wouldn't accept that. And I recommend that if you go to the doctor and they imply to you or your family that I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy, that you get up, walk over to them, look them in the eye and say, thank you so much for letting me know right away what a complete and utter abusive.
Yeah. Well, I think what's...
Turn around, walk out the door, slam it.
Yeah.
So call the police. This doctor's an abusive bastard. Go online and let everybody know. This is not acceptable anymore.
That is not acceptable. But you know what else is not acceptable is somebody predicting your future. I think that sometimes the doctors come in and they'll say, well, you know, you're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life. And, you know, I'd really question that.
You've seen this game before.
You're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life. That happens a lot. Okay, that's going on. You're going to be, you've got so much time to live. You know that I've heard this from a lot of people have told me this. And these are people that have changed the way they eat, the way they think, the way they sleep, the way they act. And they're alive today after, you know, years of having these wonderful people telling this. So I don't want to go down that path, but I just want to mention it. I'm only mentioning it for one reason, because your health is your responsibility. And just because somebody tells you to jump off a bridge, you don't jump it off, as my mother would say. You look at what you're doing and you make some better choices. Okay, I don't want to go down the negative path, because there's a lot of good people out there that are really doing the right thing and trying to really help people to heal their diseases. Today, this show is about giving you some maybe different solutions for you so that you can take another journey here. All right, I got to take a break. We come back. You know, I want to talk, go down a little path that's a little shaky, but I want to know what happens, you know, with you or maybe some people that you know, when they got the vaccine, is this contributing to this long-term COVID or the fibromyalgia? Yeah, I'm interested about that. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken DeFoster. I'm talking with my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and we are talking about long-term COVID and fibromyalgia and how you can heal that up. All right. Question. Do we see long-term COVID from the vaccines?
Yeah, so let me take that little mine that you offered me. That's, you know, a very explosive thing in our society. And answer very simply, you will see, first of all, is the vaccine good or bad? I'm going to leave that up to the viewer. If our, you know, most of you have your own opinion with it, as we all do. Am I in favor of the current standard approach to it? No. People who get the vaccine, are there cases where they get long COVID from the vaccine? Absolutely. I've treated them. So that doesn't make the vaccine good or bad. But I'm just saying, yes, you can get it from the vaccine. Why? What causes long COVID, one of the things, is persistent fragments of the virus that the body keeps seeing after the infection is gone. So it thinks the infection is still there and is constantly fighting the infection and exhausts itself. The virus, you'll see mRNA, you'll see pieces of the virus from the vaccine that can persist and cause long COVID. Now, the treatments we're going to talk about today help that as well. So whether you have it from the COVID itself or whether you got it after the vaccine, we'll teach you how to recover.
Okay, that's really, I'm glad you answered it that way because I didn't know. And I think a lot of people didn't know that, you know. So yeah, so that can happen. Okay. All right, long-term COVID. My goodness. I've had so many friends that have had these symptoms right now. And, you know, they're trying everything from nicotine gum to get rid of this stuff to standing on their head. What are ways that maybe we can address the long-term COVID issues right now if somebody has it? But what's your research found?
So if you have persistent fatigue and brain fog after the COVID, you have the post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome. If you have pain along with those symptoms, then you have it's painful cousin fibromyalgia. What the research shows and what our clinical experience shows is that turning the circuit breaker back on, called the hypothalamus, and optimizing energy production. Because remember, here's what's happening with the infection. The virus doesn't have a way to make energy. It doesn't have its own mitochondrial energy furnaces. So our body shuts down energy production to starve the virus. But if it sees the virus is still there, even if the infection is long gone, if it's fooled into that, your energy production stays off and the system stays off. Restoring energy production with the SHINE protocol. Again, 91% of you will improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life when you do this. SHINE means you optimize sleep, you address hormone deficiencies despite normal blood tests. Maybe we'll have time to talk about the problem with the blood testing. You address hypotension too, the low blood pressure or POTS, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. Not heavy exercise, you'll crash and burn and be bedridden for 3 days, but enough to prevent deconditioning. And we'll talk about several of our recent studies. In the United States, there's two things. One is called HRG80 red ginseng that increases energy quite dramatically in people with post-viral persistent fatigue. Another thing called Smart Energy System, which is a mix of 6 herbs. For those of you watching from outside of the United States, there's a product available everywhere in the world except the United States called Recovery Factors. It's a polypeptide by mouth. Also, dramatic improvements in the post-viral fatigue state. So there's a lot you can do. Again, let me make the offer since I know there's a lot of information. But email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com. And just ask for the long COVID or the fibromyalgia information sheets. As I mentioned, if you have specific things in addition, shortness of breath, neuropathic pain, things like that, you can ask about those. And I often have information sheets to add in for those different things. Happy to send those to you.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that for my audience. And Dr. You know, let's start with the SHINE formula because when I think of sleep, we can say, oh, sleep, but you know, so many people don't get a good night's sleep. So many people have challenges with sleeping and, you know, and it's you know, hurting them. So they don't go into that deep REM sleep. You know, they wake up feeling tired and overwhelmed. And yeah. So what's your solution with that?
So here's the thing. This circuit breaker controls sleep. So you have trouble going into the deep stage 3-4 sleep things. And you have trouble falling and staying asleep. And whether you have this disease or just in general have trouble insomnia, simple things to start with. Most of you know about sleep hygiene. Don't drink a cup of coffee before bedtime. Basic common sense. There's the melatonin. The problem with the immediate release is it'll help you fall asleep at 2 in the morning or wide awake. So I like this one called EP120 sustained release, 10 milligram magnesium. That's what I take myself, not magnesium, melatonin. So the EP120 melatonin, take one of those at bedtime. There's a mix of 6 herbs called the revitalizing sleep formula. That's amazing for sleep. There are essential oils, a mix called Terrific ZZZZ. Excellent for sleep. These can be taken individually or together. And for most of you, that's enough. Any one or two of those will be enough to leave you sleeping like kittens and puppies. Now, for those who have the sleep center not working because of the virus or fibromyalgia in general, it's going to take more. And you'll find that low doses of several medications work better than a high dose of one. So a little bit of trazodone, Flexeril, 10 milligrams of Elavil, gabapentin, 100 to 300 milligrams. And mixing low doses of several things, you won't get all those side effects that are so common in this disease where people have sensitivity. So there's a mix of sleep hygiene, Epsom salt bath, 2 cups of Epsom salts in a tub of hot water an hour before bedtime and soak. Relaxes your muscles, you know, rinse off, give yourself 45 minutes to cool down and into bed with you. There's so much you can do. Cannabis helps sleep with or without the THC component. There are many, many things. Sleep, you can get your 8 hours sleep a night. And the average night's sleep in the United States until light bulbs were invented 150 years ago was 9 hours a night, just to give you a standard of what's normal.
You know, hormones, can we control our hormones? I mean, what do we do with the hormones on your SHINE process here? What can we do? Well,
twofold. You treat the underlying problems that are suppressing the hormones, and then you support those specific glands. So the blood tests, you know, there's a problem with testing, and many doctors would be happy if you just stayed home and sent the blood test results. You know, as far as, you know, you're going blah, 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 and they're going, whoa. Well, the tests are normal, you're fine. Okay, and then you want to strangle them, understandably. But if you ask them, gee, doc, where does the normal range come from on the blood test? And the doctor will go, well, it's normal. That means you're fine. Meh. They have no idea where it comes from. All the normal range means is a statistically derived. They take 100 people, and the lowest and highest 2% are defined as abnormal. It's called two standard deviations. All it means is you're not in the lowest 2% of the population. So to give an example, if I wanted a normal range for shoe sizes, the normal range would be 6 to 13. That means, Ken, if I put you in a size 6 shoe, the doctor would say you're normal, no problem. Or, you know, so you can see how absurd that is, but that's exactly what's going on here. So the test gives you an idea of where you fit in the middle of 100 people, where your range is. But how do you tell if you need thyroid? Tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant. You have two or three of those, you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone by prescription. How do you tell if you need adrenal stress handler support? If you get hangry, it's irritable when hungry. There's dozens of other symptoms, but that's the tip off. And if you're not sure, ask your significant other, honey, do I get irritable and hungry? And they go like that, you know, you need adrenal support. That's not hard. This supplement called Adrenaplex will help. And also turning off things that are meant to scare you to death and make you hate everybody, which is what basically describes our current news networks. They're fictions on both sides. I know most of you think, well, my news network has their truth and the other is just making crap up. I love them all. They're all good people. I'm on the media a lot. For some reason, they still like me, and they're all making it up.
By the way, let me inject this. If you don't believe the doctor, do this. Okay, if you're a Republican, just go and be a Democrat for a year. And if you're a Democrat, be a Republican for a year. In other words, only watch Democratic stuff if you're a Republican, or only watch the vice versa, right? I guarantee you what he just said is 100% accurate.
Yeah, it's nonsense on both sides. It is meant to scare you to death and make you hate everybody, because that way you can keep watching. And that's a good way to control people. So there's a Tai Chi move that I recommend if you get irritable and hungry. Now, a lot of you, if you're in divorce lawyer or marriage counseling situations, it's because of the low adrenal. Blood sugar drops with a low adrenal and you get irritable. And just let your significant other know, you know, if I get that way, don't try to hug me because I'll claw your eyes out. Just feed me. and then it'll be better. Take the Adrenoplex. But there's a simple Tai Chi move. You're watching something like the TV show or something that's irritating you and making you really angry. Pause. Take a big breath. Center. Reach out to the sides. Grab the remote control and go off. You'll feel so much better. And your adrenals will thank you.
Your adrenals will thank you. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's further our process down the shine path here. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with my guest in just a moment here. I want to encourage all of you to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed and liked us, I encourage you to do that today. That's how we grow. That's how we touch the lives of more and more people so that we can really bring the solutions instead of just treating causes, treating symptoms. We go to the causes and we go to solutions and help you with exactly what you need. And your family and friends too. So, you know, be sure to share the show with a few people. That'd be wonderful today. And I am going to go right back to my guest. Here we go.
So we talk about the H.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So we talk about hormones, so the H. And the reproductive hormones is another topic too, and that those need to be addressed. But there's another H in shine, and that is hypotension. Low blood pressure issues. Most of you with CFS or fibromyalgia, and especially with long COVID, where it's upwards of 80% of people, this circuit that you trip controls blood pressure, pulse, sweating. So when you stand up, instead of the, you know, a big bag of water, gravity sends all the blood down to our legs. And that system called the autonomic system is geared to send it back up to our brain and other areas. That's not working well when you trip that circuit breaker in long COVID. There's the test they do, which is a miserable piece of crap test called a tilt table test. It's thousands of dollars. Insurance won't cover it. It'll make you feel like hell. And it's not especially reliable. There are two tests you can do at home for free that are as reliable and probably more reliable. There's a stand-up pulse test. There's a simple questionnaire that was in the Mayo Clinic Journal. You can email me. If you email me and ask for long COVID information, I will send you the sheet. It's called POTS or POTS, which is a low blood pressure issue. And it'll tell you how to do the test at home. We can go through it, Ken, if you want, but I think we have enough things.
Well, I think we might be limited on time with that, but you can email the doctor at fatiguedoc@gmail.com for my listening audience. That's fatiguedoc@gmail.com. All right, I'd like to get over to the eye, which is we're talking about the blood sugar. Is that accurate?
I would be infections.
Infection.
Adrenal is low infections.
Oh, okay. Low blood sugar. Sorry about that. I got a little mixed up. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay. So with the infections, we have our ways. For example, we talked about shutting down energy production to starve the viruses. So we've developed our own ways to fight the infections. Well, the infections develop their ways to fight back too over time. It's an ongoing battle that's been going on over the millennia. Part of what they do, some viruses will trigger jailbreaks of other viruses. So there's some viruses like chickenpox or mono that never completely go away. Your body traps some of them, probably so it can continue to train the immune system and stay vigilant. It keeps them in jails. That's why you can get a jailbreak and get shingles, which is chickenpox on a nerve later on in life. Epstein-Barr virus is another common one, the monovirus, that can have a jailbreak. And the research has shown that most people with long COVID, they have low adrenal hormone, the stress hormone, and they have what's called reactivation, a jailbreak of the mono Epstein-Barr virus. So there's many infections that need to be addressed in addition to the COVID. For the COVID itself, I know it's controversial, but I'm not interested in the controversy, which is economics. I'm interested in what the science shows. The science suggests that ivermectin is very helpful because it scavenges these little pieces of the virus that are left over, and it binds them and can hopefully pull them out of the body. That remains to be seen. But I think going with the ivermectin, about 24 milligrams a day for 5 days, and some people find they feel much better than any repeated courses, and that's okay too. But that's my prescription. Candida. If you have nasal congestion, sinus congestion, or irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, most of the time that's candida or fungal overgrowth. And they need to cut out the sugar, and there's natural things. Berberine, the EP300 propolis chewables, there's all kinds of things for the candida. The Epstein-Barr virus, there's a protocol using two medications, Famvir and Celebrex, for 6 months. That the research shows is very, very helpful in the chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia people, where we suspect viral reactivation. So there's many viruses. You need to look for them. My book, that one over there, talks about what symptoms suggest virus, what symptoms suggest an antibiotic sensitive, what symptoms suggest candida. I would not give a nickel for any of the tests. They're just not reliable. I go based on symptoms, then I treat and see if the person responds. I'm personally retired now. After 50 years in medicine, my focus now is teaching, so I'm not taking it. There are holistic doctors out there who know this stuff. So you want to address the infections. It's not that difficult. It just you need to know what to ask and how to treat. The book talks about all that, and that can make a big difference.
Well, tell us the name of the book, please, and go ahead.
It's From Fatigue Too Fantastic. Get the blue cover edition. The green cover is okay too, but get the blue cover edition. And it will walk you through all of this in detail. And it's a very how to get well book. It's written not to stun you. The first three editions, I had hundreds of the scientific references and footnotes, and I figured I've laid that scientific foundation enough. Now it's more in English. So the book will guide you on how to recover. I'm also writing another book now on long COVID. That's going to be a much shorter book. So you can email me over time and ask when that's out. But the From Fatigue Fantastic teach you how to recover. It doesn't talk specifically about long COVID, but the principles are all there on how to recover.
Let me talk about some of your, you have a couple websites, andfatigue.com, vitality101.com. Can we talk to the audience a little bit about, what's on both those sites? So that let's start with andfatigue.com and what they can get over there too.
What I do is I do carry supplements on the And Fatigue site. And I do that in part, one that supports what I do, but also it keeps the price down because I can get the lowest possible price. But I understand that people look and they go, oh, he's just selling stuff, blah, blah, blah. So here's a simple thing. I don't get money from any of these companies. I don't take money from the pharmaceutical industry. I refuse to. If you go on Amazon, which will have almost everything except the smart energy system I'll talk about, I will not make a penny on anything you buy. So if you're worried that, he's just trying to scam us to make money, Go on Amazon. Just really screw me over. I give you my total blessing. Do that. Go on Amazon. Get everything I talk about. I will not make a penny from it. And you can go, ha, 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 and if you get the book, I'll make my $1.50 or something on the book. Get the older edition or get a used copy, and I won't make a penny there too. So this way, you can do it and know that he's not making a penny off of it. So you can feel like, okay, maybe this is just for me to get well, because really that's what this is about. And if that's what you need, because I have that kind of skepticism too. So I honor your thinking that way. That's a good, healthy way to think. And that's why I'm giving you, here's an approach where you can cut all the money out of it from my point of view.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I'll just throw in my 2 cents. I wouldn't have you on my show if I thought you were a scam artist. So we can just throw that out. The other website here is Vitality 101. And what's over on vitality101.com?
So there it's just health information. I don't talk about any supplements or products. I don't sell any products on vitality101.com. That just talks about the SHINE protocol. I actually hold the patent for computerized doctor in the United States. That's my patent. It's off patent now because I'm one problem being way ahead of the curve is the patents expire early. So there's a free quiz at energyanalysisprogram.com. You can get to it from Vitality 101. That you can answer a questionnaire. If you have lab tests, you can put in the pertinent lab results. It will analyze your case and determine what's draining your energy and how to optimize your energy.
Well, you know, and we're going to get back over in just a second over to the last two in the SHINE process here. But before we do, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the lab tests because, I thought what you pointed out earlier about the top 2% was very interesting. And so now it brings up the question, well, how do we read, our lab tests? I mean, some of us like me, I get my lab tests and I compare them and I look at them over a period of time. And I'm wondering what I'm comparing and looking at this point.
Well, you're looking, if the thyroid normal range is say 0.9 to 2.1, and you're at 0.9 and the doctor says you're normal, your shoes are a size 6 and the doctor says you're normal, and you're feeling all the symptoms of, tight shoes or thyroid achy or symptoms of low thyroid, you need thyroid. So if you're in the lowest third of the normal range and you have symptoms that are suspicious, I'm going to consider a therapeutic trial of the hormone to see how you do. So you're looking at them that way. And that's what the program, that energy analysis program, looks at pattern recognitions. To look at what's the probability in each person of their needing thyroid, if they're having adrenal issues or candida issues. And that's how you use it.
I think you also brought a really key point up in one of our last shows, and that was the gut, the intuition, and how much we play that down. But, I think that's such a key point. Intuition or gut, some people don't have fully developed intuition, but some people do. And, it's 100% accurate when you have developed your intuition. Even so, you got to pay attention to that. And I think that's what the doctor is also saying here.
You need to pay attention to the intuition because that's your own information. And that's very powerful. And I strongly invite you to see how things feel to you and trust your gut instinct. Your doctor is trained to invalidate your gut instinct, to disempower the public. The whole medical profession is geared to the point when you're in the hospital, they put your robe and makes your butt stick out naked. They want everything to disempower you. If you do something that gets yourself better, well, it's a placebo effect and you were never sick in the first place. Bullshit. Sorry. You need to honor your intuition. How does that feel to you at the end of the day? You'd get all the information from your doctor, from shows like this and whatever. And then what's your gut instinct telling you? And I encourage most people, if it doesn't hurt anybody else, to listen to that. Because that is tailored.
That's it. All right, listen, I got to take another quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to cover the last two segments here. The N and the E and SHINE. We shall return.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with the Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And what a fantastic show this is. You've given us so much information. I'm just really loving it. Thank you so much, doctor. Let's do the N in SHINE.
So nutritional support, you want to be able to go ahead, if talking about this optimizing energy being critical, and what there are a few things more important than nutrition for stoking your energy furnaces. So number one, a good multivitamin, because magnesium, high dose B vitamins, not the RDA or what I call ridiculous dietary allowances, but optimized levels. So there's a nice, I take clinical essentials, There's a vitamin powder called, you know, that's going to be coming out in a couple months that is remarkable too. So a good multivitamin, high in B vitamins, magnesium. Number two, we completed a study at 188 people with at least a 50% drop in function from conditions, including the post-viral in half of them. What we found was that taking HRG80 red ginseng, it's a special form of ginseng. I would get the chewable tablets, not the capsules, because it'll drop the price by 75%. Even before these shows, I took half a tablet of the red ginseng to skip my energy, turbocharge, healthy energy. Increased 60% of people were benefited, over 60% average increase in energy. Quite remarkable. So the HRG80 red ginseng, smart energy system. That's a mix of ribose and five herbs, including ashwagandha, rhodiola, cassandra, green tree extract, and licorice. That increased energy in these in people with also at least the B in the studies. People had a B disabled, have a 50% or more drop in function and energy. Stamina went up over 80% on average using the smart energy system. So these are simple things. Coenzyme Q10. Very helpful. I like a chewable made by Terry Naturally because it's very high absorption. And then for those of you who have organ damage, you have the, now if you have brain fog, that's probably not brain injury unless you had an overt stroke. It's part of the post-viral fibromyalgia. But say you have the lung injury. Shortness of breath does not mean lung injury. If you have shortness of breath, email me for the shortness of breath information sheet. But if your doctor said, no, you do have the shock lung, you were in the hospital, you had the severe lung damage, or you have severe heart damage. Palpitations are normal in this disease. They're usually benign. Chest pain, most often from the chest wall muscles. They say cartilage, but it's not. It's from the muscles. And you can tell because if you push over the chest and you reproduce the pain while you're having it, to push with a good 5-10 pounds of pressure, that's coming from the muscles. You're not going to affect the heart, which is under a suit of armor we call the ribs, by pushing on it. If you ask for the organ damage information sheet, I'll send you all of this information. But supplements called Curamed to turn off the inflammation, the free radical inflammation, and clinical glutathione, these shut off the injury that's going on from free radical and oxidative stress from the virus. So these nutritional things can be very helpful as well. So a lot of stuff. These are simple things that are powerful that you can do on your own.
Okay, well, we're running a little short on time, but we do have time to really go into the N, the E of the SHINE process. What's the E?
Is exercise. And again, a lot of doctors say exercise more, do a bit of cardio. Yeah, right. They're going to be bedridden for a couple of days if you do that. That doesn't work. But that scares you to death to do anything and you decondition, which really is a problem. So you want to do as much as you can, basically walking or even warm water swimming if you can't walk, to just prevent deconditioning. So the E is a little E. It's just a little bit. Don't go pushing heavy exercise, but see what your body's comfortable with. After 10 weeks on the SHINE protocol, energy production starts to skyrocket. Then instead of crashing with exercise, you can start to slowly condition with exercise. And Ken, I'd like to mention one other treatment. It's a prescription, well, two other treatments that viewers with this disease need to know about. One is called low-dose naltrexone. You need a holistic doctor. This is on the information sheet I can send you. But also, if you have this disease and you get COVID again, you're more likely for it to flare long COVID. Medication called metformin, very safe, benign, cheap. Diabetes medicine proven in the research to decrease the risk of getting a flare, or basically getting long COVID by 63% if started early. You can ask me for the metformin information sheet as well when you email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com and just ask for these information sheets, and that will tell you and your doctor what you need. This one is a Lancet study, so they may actually even consider prescribing it if you show them the metformin information so you have it on hand, ounce of prevention. And if you want, if we have time for a quick mind.
Yeah, we got time for a quick one. Go ahead.
Okay. Each illness has its own, what it's telling you in terms of mind-body. This illness is teaching you to say no to things that feel bad. It's teaching you to honor your boundaries. If you don't learn to say no to things that feel bad, well, if I don't help them, who will? And gee, and I feel bad saying no. If something feels bad to you, your answer, if you're going to be authentic and honor your boundaries, is to say no. It needs no explanation, usually no justification. Sorry, that doesn't feel comfortable to me. No. That's the mind-body lesson from this disease, and it's a powerful one.
That's a very powerful one. I'm glad you brought that up at the end. Well, Doctor, as always, it has been an incredible pleasure. I thank you so much for what you've given today, and I know my audience will thank you. For those of you that would really like to get on that healing quest, this is the doctor that, he's got nothing to sell you. He's here to help you, to take your life to the next level. So, Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Ken, everybody, it's been an honor to be able to teach today. And as we say in Hawaii, where I live, mahalo and aloha.
Aloha and mahalo to you, Doctor. And for all of you, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Heal It Show. You know, this show is all about healing, right? Healing whatever, you know, and seeing the perfection within you, right? You know, it's all the things that heal our bodies. You know, there's a lot of things we can stimulate the healing process, but ultimately it all tunes back into you. Are you ready to take the quest? I hope you're saying yes. I hope you'll do what you need to do to see the perfection of yourself within yourself and be able to heal anything that's going on within you. Until next time, have a blessed, blessed life.